This is WKSU News. I'm ML Schulze. Akron's Summit Lake has officially been cleared for fishing, boating, and birdwatching. I spoke with Dan Rice of the Ohio and Erie Canalway Coalition about the attempt to make the lake and park a destination without the risks that come with gentrification. Decades of heavy industry took its toll on Summit Lake and the area around it, reducing it from what had been Akron's waterfront playground to a place locals called Scummit Lake. But the Knight Foundation's Civic Commons collaboration on environmental and other community issues decided last year to take another look. And a new study by the company EnviroScience confirms the lake has been cleaning itself. It still has problems with urban runoff, including oil spills. But the Canalway's Dan Rice says the report should lay to rest fears of buried bodies, sunken Ferris wheels, and other urban legends.
Weirdest urban myth is, and this actually unfortunately I think is true, at one time somebody probably had a pet alligator and the alligator got too big. And of course, you know, you can't keep it in your bathtub, so you put it in the local lake. I think that might have happened once, to the best of my knowledge. But just perceptions. I mean, there was also perceptions of, and it's, by the way, it's not even Summit Lake, it's also the Ohio and Erie Canal, where the perception was, oh, it's polluted. If I go in it, you know, my skin's going to peel. And we were actually seeing really over the past really 15 years, the lake clearly has gotten better. You have osprey coming back. You have blue heron, kingfishers. So that's an indicator the water quality is improving.
So it was happening slowly on its own. What needed to be done? Just reassure people that it was happening?
Exactly. We really had to document it. The last study was really decades old. And so we're really dealing with outdated information. People, like I said, had been fishing here for many, many years. So they knew that there was an interest in fishing, there was an interest in boating and kayaking. So we just wanted to do a report to basically prove it to everybody.
You mentioned, you know, this is as good a quality water as the Portage Lakes with million-dollar homes around it. That raises a fear in some people's minds of gentrification. What's going to happen? What are you doing to reassure folks on that?
The way we're addressing that is, this is all about the residents. This is all about the community. This is their lake. If this lake was any place else in Michigan, Wisconsin, you'd have all sorts of activity around it. But because of those perceptions, that hasn't been the case. So part of the Akron Civic Commons process is, we have to break that mold of that decades of doing things to and not with, things promised and not delivered. Those days are long gone. The Akron Civic Commons process is all about co-creating, co-designing, and co-stewarding. As Star said, we are doing things with them. We're not doing things to them. And we are committed to that process. We're here for future generations because we want to make sure that this sticks, because citizens come first, and we are committed to creating a great civic common space for everybody.
So what happens next, besides you going out on the lake?
What happens next is, we are going to continue to improve access to the lake. We're actually working on a master plan around the lake that's actually looking for other places where we can have public access.
Public access, boats,
fishing. Probably not swimming because, you know, because of the sediments, you know, we don't want to encourage people to kind of sinking into that. I mean, again, it's not a human health risk, but it's not really ready for that, and you have to have lifeguards. So probably boating, fishing, bird watching. We're actually proposing a trail around the lake because, you know, why should you have a trail just down one side of the lake? So all sorts of opportunities are coming ahead, but it's all based upon the needs of the community.
What about this scene as an integrator in the community, connecting through the canal?
You're absolutely right, because Summit Lake, if you look at it from a map, it has been cut off from the highways. It's been cut off from the railroads. You have a hillside to the west. And then, you know, the schools have been taken away. You know, Margaret Park School, Lincoln School. You know, State Route 59 also cuts it off. So this is really, as you said, a way to bring people back together. It really unites people as opposed to divide them, and that's what our goal is.
That's Dan Rice of the Ohio and Erie Canalway Coalition. About $150,000 in federal funds are going into the study of the lake, sediment, and property surrounding it. I'm ML Schulze, 89.7 WKSU.